Blake and Eva show. I want to say good morning to Samantha from her little boy, Grady. I met Grady at this bowling event that I was emceeing last night to benefit the Maine Cancer Foundation, put on by Portside Real Estate Group. And, you know, we were auctioning off a paddleboard and stuff. And,
yeah.
And silent auction closes, you know. Good luck. Next team of bowlers, you know. And can someone get me another Sauvignon Blanc, please? Just doing all the important stuff, you know.
Great.
Announcements.
Good for you.
And this little kid shuffles up to me, and he was so cute. I don't know how old he is. He's kind of 5, 6, maybe younger. I don't know. And he shuffles up. He's got this big head of hair, little redhead, little ginger, right? Like big poofy head of hair, like, you know.
Right.
And he shuffles up, and he looks up at me, and he goes, "Are you Blake?" I said, "Yes." And so I knelt down. I said, what's your name? And he goes, "Grady. Can you call my mom tomorrow?" Okay. Like, normally we just do like a shout out.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
Like, I'd love to give her a shout out. And he goes, "No, I want you to call her." And I was like, okay, there's no negotiating here.
Right.
It's going to be Grady's way.
He knows
right?
what he wants. Yeah,
send that kid to North Korea. You know, I don't get that done. So he gave me your number. We tried calling her off the air a second ago, but no luck. I could try one more time. We could leave her a message, I guess.
Yeah, right? Just tell her how awesome Grady is. He said parents love to hear that.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
I don't want to put the number on the air.
That would be bad.
Ba-ba-ba.
Available.
Okay.
At the tone. Please record your message.
I hope this is her.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Samantha.
Hi.
It's Blake and Eva at Coast 93.1. We met your little guy, Grady, with his little ginger mushroom head. He's got good hair.
He wanted us to call you, so
yeah.
We're leaving you a message.
If you're still asleep, you're late for work.
Mm-hmm. Grady's probably hasn't gone to school. Has he even had breakfast? Is he okay?
He said around 8:40, and he gave me the number and everything. So, anyway, hi, Samantha. It was nice to meet your husband and Grady. We don't know what else to say. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, well, there we go. Now we did that.
All right. Well, at least some of her friends will hear.
We can't have the 6-year-old ginger crowd mad at us. You know, that's one of our biggest demographics.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest demographics. Oh, wait a minute. Samantha?
Hello.
Hi. Is this Grady's mom?
Thank you for the voicemail. It's very sweet.
Okay. I love that you screened our call. You screened.
Hello. Grady is almost 10, so a little way off on the.
Oh, okay. Well, I was using the Eva method, which is you always take away at least 4 years.
Yeah. He's been trained.
He's almost 10. Wow.
I was wondering why he was so eager to get to school this morning, because usually we're running so late. And he's like, "You got to have your phone." And I was like, "I'm not picking the phone up this morning. My voice sucks, and I hate talking in the morning."
But he didn't tell you.
He just said, "You're going to get a phone call." And I put two and two together, and I go, "Better not be Blake and Eva." And he listened to the whole thing. We were in the car dropping him off at school.
Yeah.
And I got to hear the voicemail on the radio. It was kind of cool.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's funny. Oh, my God. So she didn't even get the voicemail.
Right. But
she just heard us leave it. That's the only time someone was able to check their voicemail by listening to the radio.
Right.
That's kind of funny. All right, Samantha. Well, you got a good kid. Grady's really sweet.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm not doing it.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not answering that.
Most people want to get a call or something. Nope.
I know. Nope. No. My voice sucks in the morning. That's awesome. Oh, my God.